We'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is, I want to wish my wife a very happy birthday today. Had dinner across the way a few minutes ago. She went home to a homemade German chocolate cake. I am here with you. I think we know who the smarter one in this couple is. But anyway, let's approve the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes to the agenda.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 11 and July 18, 2019 meetings.
Staff would know we found some items, and Ms. Stevenson wanted a correction, so we have made those. So if you do approve them, they would be as revised.
Make a motion to approve as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. We've got three items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2019-5 Chase Oaks.
We just announced that we are now in receipt of the TIS results, and then you can close the record if you so choose.
Well, do we hold that open?
I think we hold it open.
Yeah. For 10 days for the.
Or was it 15 days?
I think this was 10.
This one was 10.
Okay. Right?
So this one would be for 10 days so people can submit written comments only regarding the TIS results.
Okay. There's no motion required, but this is on the agenda, subdivision 2019-5 Chase Oaks, to announce that the traffic impact study results have been received by the office, and the 10-day clock for responses, written responses from the public, has started to run. Our next item is subdivision 2019-10, lands of Timmons, Ralph A. Timmons Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-10 for Ralph A. Timmons Jr. based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 7 lots on 161.68 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the applicant has stated that the subdivision is for family and estate planning. The property has been divided into parcels of various sizes to address these needs and also agricultural preservation requirements. Four, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, because the property includes large parcels of all sizes located on the existing lanes, and because the parcels are intended to remain in the family, waivers from both the street design requirements and the perimeter buffer requirements are appropriate. Eight, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 7 lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision shall require another public hearing. B, all entrances shall comply with the applicable DLDOT requirements. C, because some of these lots may be sold to third parties at some point, there shall be a shared maintenance agreement stated on the record on the recorded final site plan for the maintenance of the roadways providing access to the lots. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-10, lands of Timmons, Ralph A. Timmons Jr., for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1885 36191 DWB LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1885 for 36191 DWB LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, The site is adjacent to a C1 property fronting along Route 54 that is owned by the applicant and used for commercial purposes. This location is appropriate for this type of zoning. This application is a reasonable extension of the existing C1. 3, the site is the only AR1 property between properties to the north and south which are zoned MR and the C1 property to the east. This property is no longer viable as an AR1 property. The rezoning is basically an infill of C1 zoning. 4, the site will be served by Sussex County Sewer. 5, the site is in coastal area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This type of commercial zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 6, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 7, any future use of this property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1885-36191 DWB LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you chose to be with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I refer you to our counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings, the way we would like you to conduct ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The following explanation that I'm going to give only applies to the items listed under the public hearing section on tonight's agenda. The other business items that are listed under the agenda tonight are not public hearings, and no public testimony or comment will be received with regard to any of those. But with regard to the public hearings, first, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. During the public hearings, after the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission during the public hearings, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the public hearings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.